This is a time for tears and sadness and anger, and I hope that those things motivate the decision makers at the local and state level to take corrective action.
After an 18-month-long investigation, State Auditor David Yost summed up his investigation into data scrubbing in the Columbus City Schools with two words: adults cheated. The investigation, which focused on the 2010-2011 school year, noted problems with homeschooling, credit recovery, and students who had left the district but were still on the rolls. But it focused mostly on the practice of wiping out absences and disenrolling students and changing grades for kids who were failing in order to make the schools look better.
There were more than 7,000 grade changes in the year that we looked at. 2,709 of those grade changes were from failure to passing, and of those, nearly 1,800 were from an F to a D. There's not a randomized or an equal or even a bell curve distribution here. This is not what you would expect to see in the real world, absent somebody deliberately making changes.
Yost says the majority of those changes were made at two schools, Marion Franklin and Independence High Schools, and were made at the end of the school year, after the schools had already received a preliminary report that let them know how close they were to failing the building report card. Of the 200 changes sampled, less than 17% had any documentation to support them.
Stanley Pyle was assistant principal at Marion Franklin. Numerous teacher interviews relayed that his motto was D them up. In other words, take an F and move it to a D. His stated philosophy was that there shouldn't be any failures of students in his school.
The allegations that initially drew attention to the district were that officials were scrubbing attendance records, disenrolling and then re-enrolling students to keep their test scores from affecting the district's performance data. Yost says the practice began as early as 2002, when then-data director Steve Tankovich went to the school's data center, Kingswood, and had the absences erased. When staff there began to question the legality of the move, Tankovich went directly to school principals. Yost says that during the school year investigated, nearly 512,000 absences were deleted, over a quarter being erased in May and June, after the schools had received the preliminary report on how they rated.
2,420 students had more than 10 absences deleted during that May-June period. We selected 120 of those students to sample that had 10,440 erased absences. Only 4 out of 10,440 absences had any documentation to support them. More than 85% of those absences were erased on the same day that the school created a withdrawal for that student in May or June.
Yost says the majority of those changes were made more than 120 days after the reported absence. While he stressed that the problems within the district are an administrative problem, he slammed the school board as well, saying their hands-off policy governance approach created a climate where cheating on results went unpunished. Responding this afternoon to the auditor's findings, Superintendent Dan Good acknowledged the problems in the district are substantial, but he insists the district has already begun responding to them.
Updated protocols for changing records for student withdrawals, course grade changes, and grade level assignment. Created a student withdrawal checklist to help explain and track all aspects of student withdrawal processes. Implemented protocols for changing student attendance data within a certain number of days of the actual student absence, and many other actions which are detailed in the audit management response.
And Good says the district is moving quickly to hold individuals accountable.
This morning we took our first step to bring about the termination of 4 principals who our investigation showed had many changes to the student data. Those principals were Tiffany Chavers, formerly of Linda McKinley STEM Academy, Pamela Diggs, principal of Marion Franklin High School, Principal Christopher Qualls, principal of Independence High School, and Jonathan Stevens, principal of Mifflin High School.
Auditor Yost says he had conversations with then-Superintendent Jean Harris during the investigation, and while he did not find specific faults, he said she must have been aware of the data scrubbing and is still a part of the ongoing federal investigation. Yost has recommended criminal charges and licensure revocation against at least one individual.